I like to have a good time with the Lord. I like to have a good time before I got born again, but it was a different kind of good time. And, you know, I heard a preacher saying this quite a few years ago. If you got no joy in your walk with the Lord, if you got no, you know, you got no joy during warfare and all these different things, then, you know, you're missing out. And he was right. Back then, I didn't know what he was talking about, but now I know what he was talking about. Because joy is a big part of the fruit of the Spirit, but it's a big part of, well, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the more joy, the more you walk in the joy of the Lord, the Lord's joy, the more you're strengthened. There's strength in His joy, you know, because it helps you go through hard times. Not that I'm going through hard times this morning. No, I'm having a good time. But I mean, I've been through some stuff last little while, and but it's okay. You know, you learn to deal with it. And before we get into the teaching this morning, I just want to share, I was just telling David this morning, last night, you know, I love these guys. I love these, you know, everybody knows what these are, right? They're iPads, right? And usually it's clean. You see my fingerprints on it. But anyhow, I love the iPad. I mean, I don't love it more than Jesus. I really appreciate a lot of iPads. I use it a lot for different things. But there's only one little problem. And the problem's not with the iPad. The problem's with the guy who's using or the woman who's using the iPad. On the iPad here, when you go to your, well, here, it's you go to, not your news feed, you go into the watch, little watch section here, watch. It says watch at the bottom. There's all kinds of videos and trailers and different things like that. And me, before I got born again, I was into war movies and I was into horror flicks. Yeah, the gorier, the better. We used to get high and drink and watch all this stuff. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, we thought it was a real hoot, you know. Well, once in a blue moon, I do watch those things once in a while, not for very long, and then I catch myself and I say, what are you watching that for? You know, and it really, it doesn't add to my walk with God, that's for sure. Even the sniper movies, you know, the war movies. And so last night, I started listening to my videos instead of watching somebody else's videos. And I saw the difference. Last night, I just saw the difference, and I got good teaching, got good things to say, but I saw the difference, and when I woke up this morning, I saw the difference too. And I say all of this because I was sharing with David, one of my teachings I was listening last night while I was praying in tongues, was out of Proverbs 4, 22, it says, or 23, it says, keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. Now, that word heart there should have been translated soul, the psyche of man, because that's the part of you that absorbs a lot. It works like a sponge, right? It absorbs everything you give your attention to. So guard it, guard your soul with all vigilance, for out of it springs, I don't like the amplified here, but guard of it, for out of it flows the springs of life. Oh, that's not too bad. The issues of life. And I tied that in the video, I tied that in with Mark 4, 19, where it talks about choking the word. All of these different things you desire for, you know, the riches of this world, all that. But things you desire, it says here, cravings, passion, desire for other things. Well, other things could be other videos, you know. Creep in and chokes the word, and it chokes the word, and it suffocates the word, and it becomes what becomes fruitless, the word. All right, so I say this because of what I've learned from Dave Roberson and concerning assimilation. I had never heard that before. By the way, I got my Congo hat, RD Congo. I had it made a couple weeks ago. Finally, they made it for me, and I make much about, I got my hat on because my head, my eyes a little bit still red, but that's okay. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And is this thing crooked or what? Okay, we're all right. So I say this because your soul is the part of you that assimilates. Whatever you put in front of your eyes, whatever you put in your ears, in your mouth the most, that is what your soul assimilates. Now look up the word assimilate, okay? Do some of your homework. But that is what your soul assimilates the most. So if you want to assimilate, and assimilating has to do with sowing the word. So the more you sow the word, the more you speak the word, the more you meditate the word, the more you confess the word, the more you're assimilating the word of God. All right? And that's what we want to get on the inside of us. And I've got the word inside of me. But I tell you, it was coming out of me before we started as we were getting ready here to do this teaching this morning. It was just coming out of my mouth, because out of the abundance of the mouth, out of the abundance of the heart or the soul, the mouth speaks. And it was just coming out of me. I said, okay, let's add that to the video. All right? Because we all need to hear that. Because a lot of people out there, they're assimilating wrong things. Not only porn and movies and stuff like that, but they're assimilating wrong doctrine. That's called stupidity. That's called wrong mind renewal. All right? So I just wanted to share that a little bit this morning. Be careful. Be careful. Going back to what I taught Onomi, be careful what you hear. Be careful what you put in front of your eyes. Be careful what you speak. Be careful. Be careful. All right? So let's start with the teaching this morning. Now, welcome to social media. Just really excited about social media and how we can use it to impact the world, to impact the church, regarding sound doctrine, not just any kind of doctrine, sound doctrine, healthy doctrine, wholesome doctrine, because the more you assimilate sound doctrine, the more your thinking is going to be sound. The Bible talks about a sound mind. And the more sound your mind becomes, the more sound your beliefs are going to become. And the more sound your beliefs become, your faith, the more your walk, your conduct, but your walk with God is going to become sound, healthy. All right? So the Bible, Paul, the Apostle Paul made much about sound doctrine, sound, used the word sound much in the pastoral epistles. I'm going to be doing teachings on this stuff down the road. I got so much to teach. It's a wow. Anyhow, so welcome to social media. Welcome to live stream this morning. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, podcasting, live journal. I'm just looking at my screen here. I'm trying to get some of these things where we're connected with now. Reddit, we're doing all this stuff, and it's good. It's to get the message out there. You know, I got nothing. I don't have PayPal. I don't ask for offerings. I don't ask for money. You know, why would I ask you for money? Why would I ask a man or a woman for money when God gives me money? Yeah, well, I'm gonna teach on this stuff down the road. Why would I waste my time asking for little offerings of $100 or even $1,000 or even $10,000 when God has given me hundreds of thousands of dollars? You know, I'm gonna say this too. I was reading in my I'm working on my journal. I'm typing stuff out. I learned to type a few years ago, and the Lord gave me this word in 2007. He says, keep on believing that you're healed and you will be healed. You need to see yourself healed, Pierre, before I can actually heal you, because you're a healed position at the cross, right? And he gave me this other word concerning provision. He said, you need to see yourself rich before I can make you rich. All right? Now, a lot of people have a hard time with that. I can see their heads going tilt, tilt, tilt. Well, that's their problem, because I used to think that too. I threw out the wealth and health gospel, and I still do. I don't adhere to the wealth and health gospel that's out there overall. But I do believe in wealth because of what the Word says about wealth, and because of what the Word himself has taught me about wealth. You know, you're going to go nowhere in life in the kingdom if you don't have wealth. And wealth is not just money, but it has to do with money. That's why we're at Sky service the other day with the flagship, the Bone Balgier Global 7500, which is worth, in the natural, it's worth $70 million, all right? So, but to God, that's peanuts because he owns it. He owns it. He owns that jet and that other jet that was in there they're working on. He owns every other jet out there. Now, those people don't know that, but I know that now. See? I'm co-owner with God because I'm in union with the Creator. All right? So this is good this morning. This is really good. All right? So anyhow, I better get off of this. Where was I going with this? I can't remember. Oh, yeah. You need to see yourself red. So going back to assimilating the word. Assimilating. Get Pakistan out of there right now. Stay to social media. Going back to assimilating the word. All right? You need to assimilate God's word. You got to assimilate his promises. So you build the imagery on the inside of you, in your soul. That's where the imageries show up. Whether it's his word or somebody else's word or images that are out there. The world media is full of images. That's what it's all. You take them, you get rid of images, you get rid of media overall. All right? Media is made up of images, all kinds of images. All right? But we got to get the imagery of God's word inside of us so that we can see things the way God sees them. And when you see things God the way God sees them, that's called the faith of God. And when you've got the faith of God working inside you, that's the force of faith that puts God to work. It puts him to work at performing what you now see and believe in your heart. All right. That's good. That's good stuff. That's really good teaching. So I give the Lord all the glory for that. He taught me that over the years by revelation, but also through Dave and Gary Carpenter and Dave Roberson. So we're going to put their pictures up when we do the video. So, okay, let's move on to the teaching. Let's move on to the teaching this morning. We were supposed to do this teaching. You know, listen, when it comes to me, I'm stubborn, all right? But I got a good stubbornness working inside of me. When I set up with people to do a Skype teaching and they can't make it for different reasons, the internet's not working or whatever time, you know, the time factor, you know, they wanted these guys wanted to do it at 3 p.m. Well, that would have brought me to 5 a.m. because it's in Pakistan. Okay, now you can put Pakistan. But I said, no way, I'm not getting up at 5 a.m. I go to bed at 2 a.m, 1 a.m. So anyhow, so we had agreed at 6, but they couldn't do it. 6 o'clock their time, 8 o'clock my time. Anyhow, it didn't work out, but I go ahead and I make the video anyhow because I need live streaming and I need to get this teachings out there, okay? So today we're supposed to do it. We're not doing it. We're supposed to do it with our brothers in Pakistan, in Faisalabad. And they're called Christ Vision Ministry. And I love these guys. They're a great guy. And I hope to do some more work with him and his son. And I got to meet his family over video calls. I met his daughter and his younger son and his wife. And I like that kind of stuff. But we're going to go to do the teaching. And we're supposed to do this teaching with another church in Pakistan. It's called, in association with Pakistan Gospel Assembly Church. There it is. Yeah. So that's what we're supposed to do it, but that didn't work out. So the whole thing didn't work out, but I'm doing the teaching anyhow because it's a good teaching. And I need a drink of water. All right? Because I got a big mouth. I'm loud. And that's okay because God's going to use my loudness. If there's anything that should be loud on this earth, it should be God's preachers and teachers and ministers of the gospel. They should be the loudest voice. I remember a preacher saying this years ago. He said that the world, we're starting to say that the church is getting loud. It's getting loud. And he said, yeah, and we're going to get louder. But there's got to be power, not just loud. I've said this before. Got a lot of preachers with big mouths. I was one of them. Big mouths. Big mouths. But no power. No power. But there's going to be power through this ministry. Because it's about the new man. I'm learning to put off the old man and learning to put on the new man. So when I open my mouth, it's the new man speaking and not the old man. All right? So today we are Sunday. Sunday, December 8th, right? 2019. And my title of this teaching is called The Church, What Is It? Or Who Is It? Or Whose Is It? Did you get all that? If you didn't, watch the video when we make the video. Or I wrote underneath, what does the New Testament have to say about the church? The church. So this is going to be brief. Wow. By the looks of it, it's not going to be brief because I've already went 14 minutes. You know, I just learned, I'm learning how to, I've had these camcorders for a couple of years now, and I'm just learning how to work them. You believe that? And I've got 14 minutes on here. So I've been at this for 14 minutes. And now I got rid of the menu. I finally found out how to get rid of my menu when I'm recording. So now it's nice and blank. So I'm learning. Gotta learn. You know, I can't leave everything up to David. I think I'm outgrowing David in some areas. And that's, anyhow, we won't go there. So let's look at the key word. The key word for the word church. Key word for the word church. It's Strong's number 1577. We got the Greek word there. It's the word ecclesia. Almost everybody knows the Greek word is ecclesia. It's a transliteration of the Greek word ek. And then it's a definition, an assembly, a religious congregation. I don't like the word religion. I get really itchy. I'm allergic to to religion. I really am. And it's not a bad confession. I can't stand religion. Religion is, Jesus died for religion. I mean, he died to get rid of religion. And we're still full of religion. So that's not good. So it has to do here, the whole body of Christian believers. It's made up, it's a compound word. It's a compound word. It's a word made up of two words in the Greek, made up of the word ek, out, meaning out, and the word kalio, that's where you get the word ecclesia, meaning a derivative, a calling out, okay, or calling out. People that are called out. Out of what? Out of the world, right? The church is not supposed to be of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world, right? So if you assimilate, this is great. If you assimilate things of the world, then guess what? You're going to think like the world. You're going to talk like the world. I listen to a lot of Christians. I do. I listen to when I hear them talk. And I'll tell you, sometimes they sound like the world. I'm not talking about swearing, even though some swear. I'm not talking about even swearing. I'm just talking about, oh, I don't feel good today. I got to go to the doctor. Oh, my bank account. Oh, I'm broke. Oh, you know what? I'm not feeling good today. You know, all these different things. That's the world. The world talks like that, all right? The church is not supposed to talk like that because the church is supposed to walk in Romans 4:17b, calling those things that be not as though they were. A lot of people got a hard time with that. I had a hard time with that years ago. Yeah, me. I had a hard time with all the stuff I teach today. Oh, my goodness. I teach stuff today that I did not believe in years ago. Yeah. Now, I'll tell you this right now. I'll tell you, I got the rant this morning. What is going on? It's those videos I watched last night. There's people on YouTube right now that are making videos on purpose against the Word of Faith movement. Yeah. They're making videos against the prosperity gospel. Yeah. And they're making videos against the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation. And you know what? They're right. They're right in some of the things they say, but they're wrong in other areas. All right? I believe in New Apostolic Reformation, but I don't believe in some of the things they teach. I believe in the prosperity gospel, but I don't believe in some of the things they teach. I believe in the wealth and health gospel, but some of the things they teach, I totally reject. I actually teach against it. Yeah, we're not going to get into that. All right? So anyhow, calling those things that be not as though they were. All right? Some people say, that's God. God alone can do that. All right? All right? I believed in that years ago. I believed that. Yeah. Until God Yeah, God. Now somebody say, you're going to say, oh God, yeah, God spoke to you. Yeah. Yeah, I believe in revelation knowledge. I believe in revealed knowledge. I believe in the voice of God, not always, most of it is not audible. It's inside because God lives on the inside of me. And did you know God has a voice? Yeah? You don't think God has a voice? You don't think God speaks today because we got the full canon of the Bible? You don't think God speaks today because we have this? No, God speaks to me through this, but he speaks to me by his spirit. All right? So, where was I going with this? What did I just say? Oh my goodness. So, the word of faith, calling those things that be not as though they were. So Abraham, okay? Abraham, his body is as good as dead. Sarah's womb, dead. Okay? Read it. All right? So, God gives Abraham a promise. Right? Gave him a promise. What do you think Abraham did with that promise? What do you think he did? He didn't do what most of us do. He did something with it. He sowed it. He spoke it. He came in agreement with it eventually. Not at first, because he went through that whole mess of Hagar and Ishmael. We got the whole, well, we know what's out there today, you know, because of that. But what did Abraham do with that promise? He eventually came in agreement with that promise. And when Abraham came in agreement with that promise, what did he do? He called those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's how God got it over to me. You got a problem with that? You take it up with him. He brought Romans 4:17b. God gives life to the dead, calls those things that be not as though they were. He brought that in context with Mark 11:23, speaking to the mountain. Yeah, because I didn't understand this whole speaking to the mountain stuff. I didn't understand it. I didn't believe in some of the stuff I heard. And God showed it to me one day. Mark 11, let's go right there real quick here, and then we'll move on with the message. See, this is what I like about media. This is what I like about having my own studio, my home. It's a mini studio, but hey, you know. So Mark 11:23 says, truly I say to you, now I don't like the Amplified, all right, but I'm going to use it. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea. Well, am I supposed to speak to the mountain? I don't have no mountains around here. Okay, so mountains, what are mountains, okay? Well, the Lord showed me one day, he says, whosoever calls those things that be not as though they were, all right, that's what he gave me by revelation, which made a whole lot more sense then, and does not doubt at all in his heart, okay, so call those things that be not as though they were according to God's will for your life, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says, call those things that be not as though they were, says will take place, it will be done for him. I added whatever he says, because that's in the majority text, the King James, New King James. He will have whatever he said. He will have what he calls. Yeah, and Abraham got exactly what he called, because Abraham said what God told him. God gave him a promise, Abraham came in agreement with it, and God eventually performed it, and that works for today. Because in Mark 4, or Romans 4, it talks about the faith of Abraham, it talks about walking in the faith, in the footsteps of faith of Abraham. Alright? Did you guys get all that? I hope so. Well, I'm going to do some teachings on this down the road, alright? But this is just coming out of me this morning. I had no idea. This is not even on my notes. Not even on my notes, all right? But that's what happens when you watch my videos. Ah, and you pray in tongues, all right? Okay, let's move on here. All right, so we're called out. Oh yeah, going back to what I said, we're called out. So coming in agreement with the world, you're not calling those things that be not as though they were. No. You're calling those things as they were, as if they were, or something like that. I remember Gary teaching on that. And so let's go to the key references here. Let's move on with this teaching here, all right? We've been at this for 24 minutes. Oh my goodness. Woo! All right. That's good. It's a good Sunday morning, right? Key references. Let's start with the gospel according to Matthew. Let's see what Matthew had to say about the church. Because this is about the church. Yeah. And I tell you, Jesus saying this, the head of the church saying this, you are Peter. And on this rock. What rock? The revelation that he had given him this revelation, as you said, that my, you know, man, flesh and blood did not give you this revelation that you're the son of the living God. I will build my church upon this revelation. I will build my church upon this revelation, and the gates of Hades shall not overpower it. So I just wrote here keywords. First of all, I, who's I? When he said I, Jesus, not man. Jesus and not man. Is that there? Okay, that's it, right. Yeah. Is the builder of the church. Jesus, not man, is the builder of their church. Now, I know most people that have a church, they say that Jesus built their church. But you know what? By their doctrine, I would say no. So anyhow, so then the key word here is my. Jesus said, I will build my church. Okay? Not some man's church. So the church belongs to Jesus and not man. Now, I know every pastor says, you know, my church belongs to Jesus. But what you're doing with your church contradicts what you're saying. It contradicts it. And you don't agree with me. But if you don't change, if you don't find out, you're going to find out on that day, the judgment seat of Christ. Let's move on to the Acts of the Apostle. Acts of the Apostle. Acts 2:47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Okay? So, that's fine. So, those who are being saved, they were adding to the church. So if you're not saved, even though you go to church, well, there's no such thing as going to church, because we're the church. You can't go to you. You know, you are the church. You become the church once you're born again. So he adds. Why is my hat crooked? Is that me or what? He added to the church those who are being saved. So if you're getting saved, then he adds you to the church. He adds you to the church. If you're not saved, you're not in the church. You may be in a church building, but you're not part of the church. His church, anyhow. You may be part of some strange church out there. There's all kinds of strange stuff happening right now. It's been going on for years, but man, there are some strange people out there. Very strange. And it's a church, but it's not his church. Okay? There's a difference. Now, going back to what I taught in Omimi, what did I teach in Omimi? What you hear, make sure what you hear about Jesus is true and not false. All right? So, the next verse we're looking at here is Acts 20:28. Take care and be on guard for yourselves and the whole flock over which the Holy Spirit has appointed you bishops and guardians to shepherd, tend, and feed and guide the church of the Lord or of God, which he obtained for himself, buying it and saving it for himself with his own blood. Key words is shepherd. Shepherd. The church needs to be shepherded. It needs to be tended. It needs to be fed, guided, nurtured, protected. It needs to. That's what appointment is. That's what a pastor is supposed to do. Not just a pastor. We got apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. But a pastor. The word pastor, I don't like the word pastor. I don't like it at all. The word pastor is from the word poimen. It should be shepherd. But the word poimen comes from a Greek word, the root word, to protect. So if you're teaching false doctrine, you're not protecting the sheep. You're not protecting the sheep. You're supposed to protect the sheep from wolves. You're supposed to protect the sheep from false doctrine. All right? So the next key word here is that he obtained. He obtained for himself, buying it and saving it for himself with his own blood. Going back to what I said in Matthew, Jesus said, I'm going to build my church. All right? Why? Because he bought it. Apart from Jesus, there is no church. There was no church. In the Old Testament, there was no church. Not the church that we have today. All right? So Jesus bought the church with his blood, with his own life. All right? A lot of pastors, they need to get that revelation. They really do. Why my teeth look so white this morning? I'll tell you. I didn't even use whitener yet. And I had 3 teeth pulled out in the last couple months. I'll tell you, man. 2 wisdom teeth, and I had one on the side here. Yeah, not good. Lack of faith. But I know God can grow them back if I've got faith. All right? Anyhow. All right, let's move on here. The first epistle to the Corinthians. To the Corinthians. All right? 1 Corinthians 12:28. 12:28. And God appointed these in the church. In the church. In the church. I gotta stop looking at my monitors up there, and I gotta look more into my viewfinder here for the YouTube. I've got the webcam in front of me here, but I've got to get my eyes off the, because sometimes I'm not looking into the camera, and I need to. So 1 Corinthians 12:28, God has appointed these in the church: first apostles, second prophets, third teachers. After that miracle, I remember when the Lord showed me this quite some time ago, about a year ago. I had never seen that before. I don't know how many times I read that. He really stood that out. God not only appointed in the church apostles, prophets, and teachers, but miracles. And we got no miracles. Overall, we got no miracles today. Wow. The gifts of healings. God says he appointed these in his church. Miracles. Gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. Oh, no. Tongues in the church today? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, tongues. I feel like praying in tongues now, but I won't. All right? Varieties of tongues. Yeah. Why? Gee, wonder why. Varieties of tongues. Not just one kind of tongues, varieties. And we're not talking about just dialects, different dialects of the world. We're talking about heavenly language, okay? All right, let's move on here. So key words in all this. In a church, his kind of church. So if you don't believe in tongues, you don't believe in apostles, you don't believe in prophets, you may even have apostles and prophets, and they may not be walking in the new man, and they're walking in the old man. That's not good either. I'll be teaching on that down the road too. Keywords: apostles, prophets, teachers, miracles, gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. All right? All right, let's move on here. 1 Corinthians 14:12. So it is with yourselves, since you are so eager and ambitious to possess spiritual endowments and manifestations of the Spirit, not some false spirit, of the Holy Spirit, striving to excel and to abound in them in ways that will build up the church, not tear it down, build it. Build it. The church needs to be built up, okay? Now, sometimes you need to criticize it in the right way, and you need to bring judgment and correction so you can build, so you can move forward. Sometimes you got to take a couple steps backward before you can go forward, okay? And that's what God did with me a few years ago in some areas, my doctrine, stuff like that. And not sin. I mean, nothing's, no sexual perversion, nothing like that. Don't get some stupid ideas about me, all right? So the key word here is build up the church, the body of Christ. And that's what he said in Matthew. I'm going to build my church. I'm going to build it. Yeah, I like it when Jesus builds his church, because he builds a good foundation, a very good foundation, which is found in, I believe it's 1 Corinthians 3, the beginning, the first few verses there, before he gets into the judgment seat of Christ. Okay, building. Make sure that you build upon the right foundation. Epistle to Ephesians. Ephesians 1:22, and he has put all things under his feet and has appointed him the universal supreme head of the church. Key words here: appointed him the universal supreme head of the church. So verse 22 is tied in with verse 21 and 20. Don't have time to get into that right now. But Jesus is the head of the church. Not some leader, not some man. No. Believe it or not, the more Christ is formed in you, the more Jesus is going to become head over your own life. He's going to become head over your ministry, your calling. You know, when it comes to mission enterprise, I have no desire to govern this ministry. No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. I'm not quite there yet, but I am working as I should be working to put off this old man, to put on the new man. Christ is the new man, so that he can govern this mission enterprise through me, in and through me, and not just through me, but those he gives me. So anybody who wants to join Mission Enterprise, you know what? You better think twice before wanting to join, because you know what? You're going to have to do a lot of fasting. A lot of fasting. I'm talking about 40-day fasts. Yeah, and more than once a year. Yeah, to get rid of that old man. Because I don't want the old man around me. No. Jesus don't want him around. I don't want him around. And if I've got to put off the old man, you've got to put off the old man. If you think the old man to be put off and put on this new man is just for me, you know what? You don't know the word of God and you don't know the word himself. Okay? So putting off the old man, putting on the new man is for everyone who's born again. All right, let's move on to Ephesians 5, 23 to 25. For the husband is head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church himself, the Savior of his body. Verse 24, and the church is subject to Christ, so let wives also be subject in everything to their husbands. 25, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Woo! Yeah, most husbands miss it on that one big time. And gave himself up for her. All right? So key words, verse 23, Christ is the head of the church himself, the Savior of his body. He's the head. Verse 24, the church is subject to Christ, not to some man, but to Christ. Okay? Now, we need men and women as leaders. We need them. But I'll tell you, until they put on the new man, no, I'm not accountable to them whatsoever. Verse 25, Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. I don't know any pastor who would give themselves up for his church. Not in the way Jesus gave up himself for his church. No, Jesus. Jesus is the one who gave himself up for his church. That's why the church belongs to him and not you. Ephesians 5:27, that he might present the church, his church, to himself in glorious splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such things, that he might be, that she might be holy and faultless. Well, we got ways to go on that one. And you know what? Until you learn on to put off the old man and put on the new man, because you know what? This whole without spot, this glorious splendor, this without spot and wrinkle or any such thing, all that can only be found in the new man. Don't go looking for this stuff in the old man, because the old man is full of spots. The old man is not glorious. The old man is not, the old man is full of wrinkles. no pun intended. The old man is full of wrinkles. All right? Yeah, he is. And any such thing, it's all found in the old man. Yeah. Going back to James 1:21, putting off, getting rid of superfluity of naughtiness and wickedness. Wow. King James. Yeah. Who's he talking to? The world? No. He's talking to believers concerning the soul, concerning the condition of the soul. Going back to the condition of the church. If you want to see the condition of the church, look at the condition of your soul. Okay? All right. Key words. Present the church himself in glorious splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such things. Any such things. So there's more to this than what he just said. First epistle to Timothy. First epistle to Timothy. We have 1 Timothy 3:15. Paul says, if I'm detained, you may know how people ought to conduct themselves in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and stay, the prop and support of the truth. Amplified. Keywords: household of God. Household. The church is also called the household of God. God has a household. Oh yeah, because he's a papa. He's a father. It's all about family. All right? You know, religion don't teach us stuff. Don't teach us stuff. Keywords: church of the living God. Not of the dead God, of the living God. All right? And the other keywords is the pillar and the stay, the prop and the support of the truth. And I'm not going to teach on that right now. I'm going to be doing huge teachings on that. We need to get the truth back into the church. You know, just because you got the spirit of truth living on the inside of you doesn't mean you're teaching truth. All right? Because you got to renew your mind to the truth, all these different things. You got to teach what he tells you to teach. Like I said before, even if you teach something that is true, if you're not teaching what he wants you to teach at this time, then you're not actually pleasing him. Okay? So, final note. Other terms found in the New Testament that are synonymous with this word church are what? We got the list here, all right? The body of Christ, everywhere in the New Testament. The word saints, the saints, holy ones, yeah. The new creation, the new man, children of God, also sons of God, and of course, household of God. And there's others, but those are the main ones that are synonymous. These are terms that are synonymous with the word ecclesia, all right? So I want to leave this one last one here. This is maybe one of the most important ones concerning the church, all right? I'm not saying it's the most important, but it's one of the most important ones. I had overlooked it for some reason when I put all my notes together, And me and Mom, we're in Ephesians right now. We're going through the whole New Testament and concerning supernatural events. And I came across Ephesians 3:10. I said, oh my goodness, I didn't add that to the notes. So here we are. I wrote here, the Amplified says, the purpose is that through the church, that's you and me, through the church, not the building, but the people, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God in all of its infinite variety and innumerable aspects might now be made known to the angelic rulers and authorities, principalities, powers in the heavenly spheres. And you know what? You got to renew your mind to these verses, because if you don't, he can't do it through you. But he wants to do it through you, and it's got to get done. He's got to do it through the church, because if he can't do it through the church, he can't do it at all. If he could, he would. But he's got to work through the church, because he's the head. The head's got to work through the body, just like it is with my physical body. You cut this head off. No. Don't go there. All right. But if you cut this head off, all right, this body, boom, it's going to slump over. You're going to see a lot of blood coming out of this part here, the neck part. And my body's going to be totally useless. All right. Seen enough movies. We know what's going on out there, you know, with the terrorists and stuff like that. So the head has got to work through the body. And the body, it's not responding very well to the head. I heard that years ago, and it hasn't changed a whole lot. And I know why now. I didn't know why back then, but I know why. Because this new man has got to be put on. Christ has to be formed in you. These are all things I'll be teaching on. So thank you once again. We got an image of social media there once again. Want to thank you for social media, and pray for social media. Don't criticize it, okay? If you're being blocked, if they're taking some videos down, whatever, they're, you know, whatever. It's a secular social media platforms. Listen, pray for them, all right? If you've been done wrong, they're the world. I mean, there's lots of wrong in the church. You know, we got the truth. We've got the truth. They don't have the truth. We've got the truth. And in many ways, we're not doing a whole lot better than the world. I mean, like I said at that, right at the end of that teaching I did on Omimi, the church, we should have something better than Facebook. Even better. As big as Facebook, or even better. Because we're connected with God, the Creator. Right? And some people don't believe that God wants us to own Facebook, or, well, if he wants all men to be saved, that means he wants Mr. Mark Zuckerberg, or Zuckerberg, how'd you say that again?
Zuckerberg,
he wants him saved, right? A lot of people don't think like that. All these guys, Google, the internet, all that stuff, that belongs to God. He wants to control it. He wants to govern it. So, and one of the ways he does that is by getting those people saved, okay? So imagine if Mark got born again and spirit-filled and renewed his mind. Wow, what would Facebook, wow, God would have total control of Facebook, you know? So thank you for your time, and walk in the fullness of the grace of God. I'll be teaching a lot on the grace of God. I thank you for my viewers. You know what? I'm gonna be honest here once again. When we went to do Omimi, I told David I don't want to do live streaming. Over there. I don't want to do it, but I changed my mind. We got more views than ever before concerning live streaming when we did the Omimi teaching. So I don't know what happened there, but I'm glad I went with my deleting, I guess. And we got a lot more views. And so I want to thank you for those that are watching us, following us, encouraging us. I get some encouraging words from some of you, and I want to thank you for that. And because without you, I mean, I still make the videos. I really would. I don't care if I had one viewer, because God told us to go on YouTube. God told us to do media, and he wants to do more. And I don't despise small beginnings. And, you know, I never thought in a million years I'd be doing what I'm doing today. And this is nothing compared to what he told me. This is zero. Like, I mean, it's almost nothing. You know, he wants to do so much more, not just with me. I want other people up here on the platform teaching right doctrine. I want to do that. It's not just about me. It's not. But right now, I'm it. For now, anyhow, until God brings the right people and they've got the right things inside of them. Because I don't care what you look like. I don't care. I really don't care how young or old you are. I don't care what really you look like overall. Have good hygiene and everything. But it's what's inside of you. That's what's inside of you. That comes out of your mouth. We got to make sure we got the right things coming out of your mouth. You may have a big mouth, but if you don't have the right things, not with Mission Enterprise, that's for sure.